From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, April 17, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting from the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board decided this week it will not change the town highway superintendent position from an elected position to an appointed one. In a 4-1 vote, the board rejected a local law to put the question to the voters in a referendum on June 24th. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the matter would require more time and effort than he has available. Leggio said, and I quote, "because I'm not going to spend any more of the town's time and taxpayer money on this," end quote. Change was largely regarded as an effort to modernize and improve department efficiency at a time when costs have increased. At a public hearing held on Tuesday, April 14th, multiple speakers, which included highway superintendents from several neighboring towns, repeatedly denounced the proposal. Most cited concerns about accountability, lack of information on the position's salary, and the potential for disenfranchising voters. That is a story that you'll find in today's Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that most of the Hudson Valley gained jobs during the 12-month period ending in March. On Tuesday, April 16th, the State Department of Labor said that both Greene and Columbia counties added non-farm jobs in the March-to-March period. Columbia gained 400 jobs, nearly 2%. Greene added 300 jobs, or more than 2%. In the private sector employment, Ulster County's 2.2% gain was second best in the state, behind only New York City, the Labor Department said. New York State reported a total non-farm job growth of almost 150,000 during the same 12-month period. That is a story that you'll find in today's Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Capitol Confidential that Senate Republican Majority Leader Dean Skelos has broken his silence on a New York Times report that federal investigators are looking into his dealings and those of his son, Adam. In a one-line statement released Thursday, April 16, Skelos said, and I quote, "I have and will continue to cooperate with any inquiry," end quote. The Times reported Skelos and his son are the focus of a corruption inquiry, and prosecutors have begun presenting evidence to a federal grand jury. It has been reported that subpoenas for documents have been served to 8 of the 9 Republican Long Island senators, as well as Skelos. The U.S. Attorney's investigators are said to be looking at Adam Skelos' business dealings with stormwater treatment company Abtec Industries. You'll find that full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. The Schoharie News has a roundup of stories in the wake of the April 15th story in the Daily Mail about State Assemblyman Pete Lopez, R. Schoharie, running for the congressional seat now held by Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson. Lopez was not returning calls to the Schoharie News or apparently other news organizations, and the Oneonta Daily Star quoted sources close to Lopez as saying, and I quote, "the decision is still weeks away," end quote. Lopez did tell the Daily Freeman, and I quote, "the attraction is not there is a glow to Washington, just like I feel there is no glow to Albany. But I am very much mission-driven in terms of serving the needs of my community, and my goal in Albany is to fill the needs of the district. And my function is utilitarian. I guess that's the best way to describe it. That's the way I would look at Washington as well," end quote. The Schoharie News also says Senator Jim Stewart and former Assembly Minority Leader John Faso, quote, "have also been mentioned," end quote, as potential candidates. In the Daily Mail story, Faso said he was seriously considering running for the seat. That is a story that you'll find in the Schoharie News. Finally, John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that Hudson Housing Authority Director Jeffrey First has drawn criticism over his attempt to inappropriately appoint a new member of the Housing Authority Board. On Friday, April 10th, First appointed Bliss Towers resident Martin Martinez to serve out the remainder of tenant representative Lee Bradshaw's board term. Martinez was sworn in Friday, but on Monday, April 13th, the city was notified by Karen Smith, general counsel for the Stanley B. Keith Social Justice Center, that First did not have the authority to name Martinez to the seat. In an email to the city clerk's office, the retired acting Supreme Court Justice said there was concern that the appointment, and I quote, "was made without any transparency to those affected and that the appointee has been sworn in by stealth," end quote. Later that day, the appointment was rescinded. First defended his decision, saying he was following past practice. However, the action in fact violated the bylaws of the organization he has directed for more than 20 years. The authority board consists of 7 members. 5 appointed by the mayor of Hudson, and 2 elected by the tenants of Bliss Towers. A tenant election must now be scheduled to fill Bradshaw's seat. Martinez said he intends to run. Quote, I want to be a part of the solution. I'm in it for the people, end quote, he said. In an editor's note, Martinez is a former WGXC programmer, Housing Authority board member, and Stanley B. Keith board member Vern Cross is a current WGXC programmer. You can read that full story in today's Register Star. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting showers today, mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 69 degrees. The chance of precipitation is at 70%. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. The forecast for the next 3 days, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 64. Sunday night, a chance of rain after 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 41. And on Monday, rain is likely mainly after 8 a.m., cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. Monday night, low around 51. Sunrise today was at 6:10 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:39 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 28 minutes. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, April 17, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.